I am Paige Albiniak, editorial director at Promax, and this is the Daily Brief podcast. Today, we are going to head back to June conference in Los Angeles, where we will spend some time with Joe Ortiz. He is head of marketing and brand strategy for social and mobile video brand Now This. Now This is also known as Now This News, and it's 35% owned by Discovery through its Group 9 Media umbrella. Prior to joining Now This, Joe spent more than a decade at Viacom leading brand creative for MTV. Through the transition from a mostly linear network to an all-mobile and social one, he's learned a thing or two about how things work differently in the digital realm. Tune in to hear a few things he wishes someone had told him before he made the jump.
The first thing a lot of people ask me is, how hard was it to go from the world of Snooki, right, to the world of AOC, from Jim Tan Laundry to the Green New Deal? Honestly, it wasn't that hard. If you really think about each of these women, they're incredibly powerful. They are so sharp with their words. We know both of them are not afraid of a fight. And from where we sit as marketers and creative executives, when they speak, you listen. And that's incredibly powerful. So yeah, it wasn't that hard. And yes, I just compared Snooki and AOC. I apologize to both. The harder question that I get, and it's always, always, always the next question, is, how hard was it to go from television to streaming creative, to a pure digital play? What's it like? How's it like? What are the differences? How is it similar? What's good? And really, what's bad? And that really does bring us to this session, which I decided to entitle Sync or Stream. And it's kind of how you feel as a creative today, to be honest. So having jumped into the deep end of streaming creative and having led a television-centric creative group, I hope I have some unique and timely perspective for all of you as more and more of your groups are being asked to move very quickly into the space as more brands are developing direct-to-consumer streaming products. Or you're like me and you're just about to make that jump or deciding if you want to make that jump yourself. So the first thing I'd say is, it's all the same, and it's absolutely totally different. It really is. There are days when you feel it like it is your second skin, that it is absolutely so familiar to you. There's other days when you literally feel like you're living inside of a foreign film, and the entire thing is subtitled in Spanish. I speak okay Spanish, like I could get by on vacation, but you know when they say that you really can't learn a language, you can't be fluent unless you live it, unless you submerge yourself? That's totally true. It's actually really true for streaming creative as well. Okay, real quick, I want to give you a quick update on Now This. Now This is a news and entertainment brand that creates really informative and inspiring video programming for today's streaming and mobile generation. You know, this is our goal, is to tell stories that matter most today and make them incredibly relevant and engaging for a young adult audience. You know, every day we just try to humanize, I think, a really fast-paced and complicated world that we're all living in and our audience is experiencing every single day. You know, Now This, if you followed us at all, they really did help revolutionize how people get their news today, right? We decided very early on in the brand's inception that we were always going to go where the audience spent the most time, right? Where they were consuming the most media. So that naturally was the intersection of social, mobile, and of course, video. And as we all know, this intersection absolutely exploded over the last 3 years, and really, so did Now This. This couldn't have been better timed, but this came through my Twitter feed last week. It's from James Gordon, my new favorite late night host now. And you know, he kind of said it right. He said, "I honestly believe that Now This News is one of the best Twitter feeds you can follow. Every day they shine a light on the stories you should see." And that's really what we try to do, to shine a light on stories, big and small, that we think are important for this audience to know and to engage with. And honestly, he's really not alone. Today, we publish over 50 daily news stories or episodes of series every single day. It's a lot of content. And that's across every major social platform and extending into SVOD services. The consumption is staggering. We have delivering over 2.6 billion video views every single month. So we're reaching a large group of people. But what's really impressive is we're actually consuming a ton of content, a ton of video. Right now, we are at 1.1 billion minutes watched, and that's on a monthly basis. So really, it's just huge. And today, we actually reach over 70% of all people in their 20s in the US, according to Nielsen. 70% of all people in their 20s, and are the number one news brand on mobile and on social. It wouldn't be Promax if I didn't come with a sizzle tape. So, if you'll indulge me, here is now this.
This is our moment.
This next story will remind you that yes, there is still some good left in the world.
Tonight's about us putting some smiles on people's faces.
It really feels like they've formed a community.
That's when the best stuff happens.
Need to make this a little more human than what exists now.
Moving forward with compassion, this is an important story.
No matter what it is that you can do, do something.
Every one person, every one voice, every one conversation makes a difference.
These important stories have the power to move us all.
Thanks, I hope that didn't hurt. So I've seen some things over the past 2.5 years, and that's why I'm here, really just to share my experiences with all of you in that transition from television into digital. For the purposes of this discussion, streaming creative for me really equals mobile video, right? It's where the majority of consumption is happening, and it's happening on social apps as well as video apps. So keep that in mind as we keep going. One disclaimer, you all know this. You all create incredible marketing campaigns, creative campaigns every single day. But the things that I'm going to call out and that I'm going to share become extremely acute, really acute, and feel very different once you're in a pure streaming environment. Last thing. I decided to go out to 6 senior level creatives who I trust and respect, and who, like me, actually did the same thing. They made the move from leading television creative groups into a pure digital or streaming play. You can imagine where all those people are. It was an awesome, really good gut check. It was definitely unintended. Peer therapy for all of us. And surprisingly or not surprisingly, we all aligned very quickly on our advice and our POV. The other thing that I will say is that we all were incredibly excited about the space. It's challenging everyone to think really differently, and it's really pushing us to challenge assumptions and take our craft that we love and push it into really interesting spaces. The other thing I think we all agreed is that it really does force you and allows you to take more risks than you've ever been able to take before. It really does encourage that. So you're going to see, I actually pulled some of the direct quotes from conversation I had with them, so you're going to see them kind of peppered through the presentation moving forward. Okay, here we go. 10 things I wish someone, anyone, had told me before I made the jump. There's more than 10, but we're doing 10 today. All right, first one. Think like a thumb. sounds a little weird, but mobile is the Autobahn of feeds. It just is. Phones are more powerful, networks are doubling and tripling in capacity, 5G is around the corner, and apps are now built because of phones so that your thumb can move as fast as possible and unfortunately past everything we want them to see, right? Speed of the feed is the challenge. It will be top of mind every single day in a way it's never been before in the creative process. You also will encounter the notion of sensory bombardment, sensory overload. The audience is overloaded with stimulus, right? That notion, we always say, you know, you need a breakthrough. We use it ad nauseum. It means nothing. It means really a lot here. And you start to think about that in a really different way. And then lastly, you and I, everyone, we've been trained, right? Just to keep going fast, to get the next hit. So you really do have to make it worth people stopping, right? It's hard to get people to stop when this is the environment. This is thinking like a thumb. All right, first words of wisdom. People truly are not as invested as you are in what you are making. People are truly not as invested as you are in what you're making. You have to make them care to stop. The audience is rapidly editing themselves every single day in real time. Getting them to actually care enough to stop is the creative challenge, right? And it's really hard to get people to care. The creative that we are creating, it has to work so much harder than it's ever had to work before. This one made me chuckle. There's no A position. You literally feel like you're buried in the middle of an affiliate break at best, right? That's how you feel some days. Ultimately, what everybody advises is that you really just cannot forget the consumer experience and the environment every single day. It has to be top of mind for you when you're dealing with streaming creative. Unlike television, which format has been standardized and set for many a year, decades, the mobile world is changing constantly. That environment is absolutely in flux every single day. Right? So you just never can forget how rapidly the world is changing around you and that creative experience. The minute you think you know it, you don't. Number two, act like an editor, make important stuff. Make important stuff, right? For me, gaming the algorithm, it just isn't a thing, right? It's definitely not a creative strategy, for sure. At the end of the day, every algorithm change is just trying to get more consumption, right? It's trying to increase relevancy for that audience. So that's gonna change every single day on you, whether you're on one platform or the other day to day. You kind of have to ignore it. Ultimately, creatives, we just have to increase consumption. We have to make people stop. We have to make them watch. We have to make them watch more. And here's the key, watch more things from us, right? Creative and content now has to mean something so important to the audience to make them want to stop. The other thing you need to consider, and this is where acting more like an editor comes into play, is you need to constantly be in their feed. The notion of frequency is different, I think, for the creative challenge in the streaming world. It's not about one message hitting people over the head multiple times. What it starts to become is how do you build across? How do you sequence those messages across time? That takes a different creative challenge, I think a different way of thinking. So you start to build that creative plan that we do so well. You start to build it with kind of more of an editorial or a content perspective. So you think more like an editor-in-chief in ways and less like a pure marketer. You ask yourself questions you never had to ask your creative before. One is, does it have enough meaning for the audience, right? Does it have value? What is the value of this piece of creative to make someone stop and to act? This kind of says it. If it doesn't have a specific point of view that means something to the audience, it's literally dead on arrival. Couldn't agree more. There's no room, there is no time for ambiguity in the social creative and in streaming creative. You have to make people feel something, and you gotta make them feel it fast. From laughing to crying and everything in between, you have to make it worth their time. make it important. If it feels promotional, if it feels like it doesn't have enough, if it's not meaningful enough for them, it's just gonna be dead. It just is. All right, number three. Be a better strategist and don't dismiss the data. You will be a better strategist in streaming creative because you're going to have to be a better strategist in streaming creative. Everyone knows everything. They know what's being watched, what's not. They know where, for how long. There is no place for creative to hide. I yearn for the days of a focus group behind the wall, right? When you're getting like some indirectional cues from the audience. But there's always that little asterisk, right? In the back of your head, you know, the research effect. We're doing live testing now, right? We know exactly what people are doing and how they're watching it. The other thing is the streaming world tests absolutely everything. You probably know this, but they know where the card should go. They know how far into a piece of creative the card should go. We know how large that card should be. We know what that copy should, the font size should be. We know what the copy should be. There's even facial recognition software to look to see what footage is eliciting what emotion. It's insanely valuable as a creative. It really is. But the real challenge is it's overwhelming. It really, when you step into the world, it becomes very overwhelming. The key is balancing your creative gut, the thing that makes you great, with all of this new information that you just simply can't dismiss anymore. But that mountain of data and being able to go from right brain to left brain, those are the people I think that do really well because you're gonna be shuffling between those two modes constantly. You think your gut matters and it's what makes you a great creative. But suddenly, the thing you just know is amazing is a big, huge flop. And you have to believe the data because it's telling you something important. You can't dismiss it. You have to believe the data in a way that you've never had to believe it before. I think ultimately this speaks to the notion you just cannot let your ego get in the way. I think I've seen it before. You can't let your ego get in the way. We have this saying at Now This, which is check your ego at the door. And I could not agree more. It is so, so true. You might be the best art director in the world, but if you're not listening to the signals and you're not respecting the data, your work is absolutely gonna suffer because ultimately no one's gonna see it. I experienced this about 3 months ago. We launched a new live daily show and we built just an absolute gorgeous visual packaging system for this show, including, you know, we optimized it across the board, including just a beautiful open that we really spent some time and effort on. We launched the program, it was 4 days into it. What do you think happened on the fifth day? The open got killed. And because the data was telling us that it was a complete and total roadblock to the viewing experience. So that's a hard conversation you have to have with your team, but it's a conversation you have to let your ego go, right? And you have to say, this is what's happening, now how do I solve the challenge, right? How do I solve this problem? So you go back in, you dig back in, and you figure it out. But you have to respect the data in really different ways. You gotta try to maintain the balance between that data, right? And then what your creative gut tells you is the right decision. This is the nut of it all, right? Trusting your gut, but respecting the data. If you can do both, you'll be incredibly successful and your creative's gonna win because you're gonna have more information. Okay, number four. Platforms drive production value. Platforms drive production value. It's hard to admit, but sometimes we just start in the wrong place. We do. We ask, what's the budget, before we've ever asked, what's the platform value? I've seen this time and time again, where we overproduce for an execution of platform that just did not need it. And I'd also say that because of that overproduction, you probably hurt performance, because it felt so foreign and so out of place to the audience on that platform. This doesn't mean that high production is dead, far from it, trust me. But you have to challenge those production assumptions in really different ways in streaming creative. You have to make sure you have the right production, right, for the right platform and the right idea. The other thing that'll start to happen is, you know, those limited resources you have, your resource allocation starts to flip a little in your head. Do I invest in one large-scale piece of creative, or do I invest in multiple pieces, variety, over time? It's a question that you have to ask yourself in a really different way when you're dealing with streaming creative. The answer usually is what's right for the creative, right? That's the answer. What's the budget? What's right for the creative? But you have to ask yourself also at this point, what's right for the platform? So just do not forget the platform in your creative development or production. This is a small example, but we did a partnership with Women in the World. We shot a bunch of content with Oprah. We did it on an iPhone. That's an actual camera rig with an iPhone in it. It's an iPhone 10. I literally almost had a heart attack when we decided to do this. But let me tell you, it was right for the production. It was right for the platform. And it was right for what we needed. And it did great. It was also Oprah, so she might have had something to do with it, but yeah. The point is, you're gonna challenge those production assumptions, things you thought you had to do, you need to challenge every single day, because you may not need to do it, and it actually may benefit you by not doing it. This is just a quick tip, but everybody I know screens everything on your phone, like just get off your laptop completely, because you really will uncover more than you think in that process. Halfway there. Number five, bigger concepts, the key is you have to build them platform out. Concepts in streaming creative need to hold more and more than ever before. You need ideas, you need concepts, right, that can handle the multitude of platform specifics. And there needs to be more variety of those executions across the board. So you're gonna have to build ideas that can allow you to house a very deep bench of content. And the key is that once you have that idea, you have to build it platform out, right? So you have to fight, right, to get to a concept, to really pare it down, to get to its highest common denominator, and then challenge yourself to start building that from the platform up. It is so much easier to build into a concept and add to it than it is to start to slash it. I've seen it again and again. The minute you start, you're in that space, it's not gonna hold up once you get to the platform level. This is a quick example of building platform out. We worked with Amazon's Prime for the launch of The Marvelous Miss Maisel, and we have a partner product called Contextualized. And ultimately, we take assets, right, creative assets, and we simply build them platform out. We optimize them for editorial, for structure, for our feed and tone of voice, and ultimately for the platform that we're going after. It might look subtle, but trust me, every single frame in this has been optimized by us to improve performance. And we've seen some great results. So we saw a 51% bump in the intent to view score between these two pieces. So whatever you do, build it platform out. Another way to say it, not the best movie, but a great quote, which is, you don't alter Vera to fit you, you alter yourself to fit Vera. That's platform out. All right, number six. Don't build, attack it. Don't build, attack it. This is key art on steroids, often. There really is no question. The audience now thinks in headlines. They actually write them better than most of us in the room, right? So you will begin to focus on the first frames of your creative in ways you never thought possible, than you ever needed to in the television landscape. I see, and we've seen, like first frame failures all over the place. It just didn't need to take place. The gorgeous wide shot at Magic Hour, it's not gonna be at the top of your site, of your spot, I'm sorry. It'll look great on a reel, but it might not have a place here. You have to be incredibly smart with structure, incredibly smart with structure, and you have to attack the emotion and the message from frame one, from the very beginning. This came from one of my favorite CDs. And he said, it's retraining your brain to to tell a story. It's retraining a brain, your brain to tell a story. I have this handy chart I keep on my desktop to remind me that I can't spend 35 seconds building to a climax because I have to assume no one is watching after 7. The title there is Mobile Has Flipped the Script, and it literally has. So you really have to retrain your brain on how to structure. I couldn't resist this photo, but another way to look at it is it needs to be business in the front, and it needs to be party in back. That guy's rad. Oh, sorry for the low res, but I had to. All right, number 7. You will experience the notion of next level versioning, and you will learn to be very flexible in your planning, for sure. The more at-bats you have, right, the more chances you have to engage with your audience. Versions, and I'm not talking tune-in, actual versions, become so critical in this world. When you actually know what people are responding to and what they're not responding to, it becomes incredibly important to anticipate what those versions could be so that you can really lean on different messages and different priorities and audiences as you start to discover what's working, right? The thing that everyone that I talk to that is in this world will say is that one thing is never right. One thing is never right in this world. The audience is going to surprise you. You're going to need versions for sizes, for spaces, for audiences, for locations. Everything will start to feel bespoke, 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 because it needs to be bespoke to work. So you need those ideas, but they have to fit in a zillion configurations. And then you need to be flexible, right? You need to actually be flexible on the fast pivot when you do see something is working and an audience is responding. You have to kind of move to the ball. One person told me, you're kind of never done. And that's the exciting part of streaming media and having all that data. You can never be done. You can continue to work towards your goals. This might be slightly controversial, but I think it might be dead on, which is making stuff for the masses is over. Making stuff for the masses is over. You've got to know your audience and speak right into their eyeballs and into their hearts. It's really true. That's why you need all of those versions, right? You really do need to understand those audiences and speak to them in a lot of different ways. All right, number 8. This one's hard, but everything is disposable. Everything is disposable. Even if it's exceptional, even if it blows up, it's done in 3 days. It just is. I know, deep breaths. You make this thing, it works great, and is completely outdated and gone by morning. Here's the flip of that. You make this thing, it doesn't work, and thank God it's outdated and it's gone by morning. It's happened to all of us. I think the point mostly is that you just cannot be overly precious, right? You can't be too precious anymore in this space because one, the audience isn't, and two, the platforms certainly are not. So you kind of have to get over yourself in a lot of ways. 9. This one was a hard one for a lot of people, but you are going to want to flatten your approvals as much as humanly possible without compromising the work, both internally and especially externally. What does this mean? You have to set really clear expectations up front in a way that you might not do it before. And you need to trust your people and establish a rapport and a trust with them that will allow you to have confidence that they're gonna do right by the campaign and by you. The other thing that happens is the post-feedback loop starts to become really important as a teaching device. So you're gonna wanna make that happen in a way you might not have done in the television landscape. And then it also just requires that you have just a very well-defined brand strategy. You have incredibly sharp editorial guidelines. And then you train it up. You have to train it up. And then you just have to let people own it, right? Ultimately, what you're hoping to do and what you're allowing the organization to do is to do more and to do good and to do both those at the pace that streaming creative is going to demand. 10, if you haven't figured it out, it's this: speed up. More might actually be more in this space. I put underneath there C number one. But here's a quote from a friend, and I could co-sign this 1,000%, which is, you think you were working fast before, but you weren't. You think you were working fast before, but you weren't. Things are consumed and digested the minute you serve them up. You have to feed the machine, and you have to feed it now. This is the world, right? And it's incredibly exciting. Here's the good news in that kind of speed up. You will never be bored. You will constantly be challenged. You will be learning something every single day. You're rewarded for taking risks. You can take more risks because of everything we just talked about, right? So there's a million more creative possibilities now and a million more creative wins. So that's the 10. I hope that was helpful. So remember, this is the sum up. You know this, right? It's our awesome craft. It's what we do every single day, pushed in really interesting directions, right? But we always have to keep the bar high. And what's really exciting is you get to really innovate with a completely new set of partners and people. Ultimately, the cool thing, you get to create more, right? You get to create more, you get to tell more stories, you get to partner with more publishers like us, and ultimately, and here's the power, you get to speak to more people than you've ever been able to speak to before. But if you haven't figured out, you have to pace yourself. And you're gonna have to figure out ways of pacing your team in really different ways. And lastly, just remember to think like a thumb. That's it, that's me. So thank you very much for coming. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm at joeortiz@nowthismedia.com, joeortiz@nowthismedia.com. I'd love to hear from anyone for comments. Happy to share this as well. And that's it. Thank you very much. Have a great conference.
We'd like to thank Joe for sharing his insights with us at our annual conference in June. You can see the presentation that goes along with this talk at promax.org under the Now Streaming tab. Paige Albiniak is editorial director at Promax. Andres Trujillo, Promax's social media and community manager, edited this podcast. Video helper provides the music. Digital content producer Kayla Marie Hardaway contributes to Daily Brief. Promax is rebranded to just Promax, so you can find us on Promax Global on Facebook and Promax_Global on Twitter and Instagram. You can also always reach out to us at dailybrief@promax.org, and you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.